capital outflows as risks grow. Sharan Fernando rues the fact that global trends have derailed Sri Lanka's economic momentum. Sri Lanka's exports for the first 5 months of 2018 indicate a healthy trend with 6.7% growth compared to the corresponding period last year. Growth has been driven by the export of garments, 3.3%, petroleum products, 48.4%, and seafood, 12.3%. Garments witnessed a 9% hike in May compared to the preceding months by recording a growth rate of between 2 and 7%, albeit with a notable 3% contraction in April due to a decline in exports to the US. In this period, growth in apparel exports to Europe has been higher, 6%, compared to the US market, 3%. Rising global crude oil prices have been a positive, at least for Sri Lanka's petroleum exports, mainly bunker and aviation fuel. However, agricultural exports contracted by 2% with outbound tea growing by a corresponding percentage while rubber, spice, and coconut contracted substantially. The decline in agricultural exports, therefore, has proved to be a drag on overall exports. Import growth. Expenditure on imports continues to be high this year, with a near 12% increase in the first 5 months of 2018. This was driven by imports of fuel, 23%, vehicles, nearly 111%, and gold, 91%. According to the Central Bank of Sri Lanka, vehicle imports have been fueled by the importation of small engine capacity vehicles, hybrids, and electric cars. Gold imports in the first 4 months of 2018 represented 67% of last year's total. The 15% tax on gold imports announced in April seems to have led to an immediate reaction, with only $0.1 million worth of gold imported in May. If this trend persists, it should ease pressure on the import bill. The import of investment goods, with an overall decline of 2.6% in the first 5 months, mirrors the overall slowdown in construction. This is seen in the fall in demand for cement, 8% in the January-April period, and the contraction witnessed in GDP over the January to March quarter. Forex inflows. Current account inflows from tourism earnings and remittances have fared better so far in 2018. Tourism inflows in the first half grew by 15%, while remittances rose by 3.3% in the first 5 months of 2018, having contracted in the prior year. This improvement comes on the back of an increase in global oil prices. Such trends augur well for the rest of the year. Financial account. Inflows to the government on a gross basis, for example, long-term and syndicated loans and international sovereign bonds, rose by 17% in the first 5 months of this year. This was aided by the issue of $2.5 billion in April. Foreign direct investments, FDI, continued to increase, coming in at $492 million in the first quarter of 2018 compared to $193 million last year. However, the financial account has come under pressure with continuous outflows from foreign direct holdings and government securities as a result of capital outflows from emerging markets due to the dollar strengthening. Export strategy. In mid-July, the government launched the National Export Strategy. Its aim is to boost merchandise exports and services from $15.2 billion in 2017 to $28 billion by 2022. The strategy centers on a vision to make Sri Lanka an export hub driven by innovation and investment and encompasses six focus sectors, viz. IT and Business Process Management, BPM, Wellness Tourism, Boat Building, Electrical and Electronic Components, Processed Foods and Beverages, and Spices and Concentrates. While these focus sectors will be developed further, support functions such as logistics, trade information and promotion, infrastructure, and innovation and entrepreneurship will look to improve business and operating environments. The 5-year action plan will help the near-term growth of exports. Moreover, the strategy has the potential to diversify Sri Lanka's export markets and expand its existing basket, thereby reducing the sensitivity to changes in global demand. Global trade. The back-and-forth tariffs being imposed by countries such as the US, China, and others are sending global trade into the depths of uncertainty. And naturally, there are fears of global trade and currency wars. The major negative for Sri Lanka is that the positive momentum in trade growth witnessed over the last 12 to 18 months may now be derailed. Such positive momentum, particularly in terms of demand from nations such as the US, has supported a rebound in exports thus far. Furthermore, Given the volatility in global markets and uncertainty over emerging markets such as Sri Lanka, there is a risk of further capital outflows as risk sentiment turns negative. A silver lining would be if the trade war results in a slowdown in the US economy, which would ease the pace of interest rate hikes and currency pressure on countries such as Sri Lanka.
The LMD Discount Mall for a thrilling shopping experience. Enjoy discounts on vacations, dining, spas, books, subscriptions, and much more. Visit www.lmdmall.lk.